Tzion Haloti Shali. The final 10 keynotes are called the Tzion group. 9 of the 10 begin with the word Tzion, and they generally have a common motif of longing for Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik mentions that we have two separate aspects of mourning the Chorban, both recognizing the terrible destruction, which has been our emphasis until now, and also remembering the beauty of the land of Israel, the beauty of Jerusalem, and the beauty of the temple, which are no longer. These last 10 keynotes deal more with the latter than the former. This kina, one of the most famous of the keynote, was written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the author of the Kuzari. He was well known for his intense longing for Eretz Yisrael, a longing, that is, for both its physical and spiritual aspects. In the Kuzari, he even presents the king as mocking the Jewish sage and the Jewish people for giving lip service to making aliyah, while in fact they feel perfectly comfortable in the galut. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, like the sage in the Kuzari, took this implicit criticism to heart and attempted to move to Eretz Yisrael. It is unclear whether he ever made it. According to tradition, he died the day he arrived in Yerushalayim. When he bent over to kiss the ground, he was trampled by an Arab horseman. Others doubt the veracity of the story, and some say he never reached his goal and he died in Egypt. Regardless of which is correct, his longing for the land was unquestionably great. He expresses this longing in some of the most beautiful poetry ever written about Eretz Yisrael. Tzion Haloti Shali describes both the spiritual and the physical beauty of the land. An example of the spiritual riches of Israel appears in the lines Sham Hashchina Shchina Lach, Vayotrech Patach Lemul Sharei Shachak Shareich. There, he addresses the land of Israel, the divine presence is your neighbor, and your creator opened opposite your gates the gates of heaven. Uchvod Hashem Levad Haya Me'orech, Ve'ein Shemesh V'Sahar V'Chochavim Mi'raich. And the glory of Hashem alone is your source of light, and not the sun, the moon, or the stars. Evchadah Nafshi Lishtapech, Makom Asher Ruach Elokim Shvucha Abachiraich. I will choose to pour out my prayer at the same place where God's Spirit is poured out upon your chosen ones. The love for the land's natural beauty is seen as well. Epol apai alei artzeich, ve'artze avanayich ma'od, v'achonein et afarayich. I will fall to my face upon your land, and I will cherish your stones so much, and favor your dust. This recognition that the land is permeated with Ruach HaKodesh, with the Divine Spirit, in addition to its physical majesty, is key to understanding why we continue to mourn today when we have the miraculous state of Israel. People sometimes wonder whether there's a need to continue to mourn today when we have Medina Israel, when the land is being rebuilt every day. And despite the inherent logic of this position, it remains a very sad statement, because people who ask this question only recognize a physical return to Israel. They have not yet internalized that the spiritual richness of the land still remains hidden. The spiritual nature of the land remains in exile. What a sad statement to believe that after 2,000 years, we only want a physical return to Israel. Of course, we thank God for his bounty, for the tremendous miracle that is Medina Israel. But the Geulah Shleima is a spiritual revival as much as a physical one. Until that spiritual revival has happened, we must continue to mourn and to pray for it to come.